This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before I ever ran a casino or got myself blown up, Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country. I'm serious. I had it down so cold that I was given paradise on earth.
Forget about Vegas and your buddy Joey. We got your winners right here. It's Tiki and Danny's six-pack of picks.
Yeah. All right, so keep in mind, you know, unless one of us wanted to do the Army-Navy game, which I'm going to hold off on that.
Yeah, I am too.
Incorporate that. I don't have that among my six. What we have done this year and what we've done for 7 years now, three college, three pro. Obviously, college is over outside of the remaining bowl games, which we're not going to do today. Mm-hmm. So the challenge, this work can get a little tougher now because there's not always six NFL games I like.
That's right.
I mean, that's a challenge, so keep that in mind. Here we go. First up, the Buccaneers are at the Detroit Lions. What is the number? Doesn't matter because I'm going for the over-under. I'm going for an over-under out of the shoot. The over here is 46, okay? Now, I believe there'll be a little indifference on the part of Detroit. I'm not so sure that Matt Patricia's coming back. I'm really not. And with their quarterback situation against an opportunistic defense, which statistically is very good and very underrated, that Buccaneers defense, they get some sacks, they get after you a little bit. I believe that, the Lions will give the Bucs some short fields. I believe the Buccaneers will make a few mistakes because they always do, but I believe they will offset those mistakes with a lot of big plays because they always do that as well. What does it all mean? It means you ring up the over 46 in the Buccaneers and the Lions game. Up next, the Bears plus 4.5 points at the Green Bay Packers. You know what? I kept saying for a couple of weeks, I don't know who the hell the Green Bay Packers are. I'm not saying that anymore. I know who the Green Bay Packers are. They're a pretty good team. They're pretty good. They're not special. They're not elite. They're not a championship team. They're pretty good. And you know what? You can say whatever you want about, well, last week, I know Rondé did the game. Oh, it wasn't really that close. The score was still 20-15. When you only score 20 points and the opponent scores 15, it's somewhat of a close game. Mm-hmm. And when that somebody's the Redskins, who have played better than Les, I get that. They're playing hard for Callahan. I know that. The Bears have been playing better. Their defense is good, and Trubisky has played better. I'm going to take the 4.5 points, hope for the best. A divisional matchup, probably a little sloppy weather. You run the football, the clock ticks. The 4.5 is a number I like. I'm taking the Bears plus 4.5 in Lambeau. Up next, oh, this is a big one on CBS. The Texans at the Titans, the over-under. So two of my first three picks going for the over-under. And like the first time, I'm going for the over. No way, I'm going for the under. Pardon me. I'm going under 50.5. That just seems a little rich for my blood. What did Bourbon used to say back in the day? Tick, 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 tick. When you run the ball, tick, 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 tick. When you run the ball, what happens? You tick downward. And I know Tannehill's throwing it, but they will run it with a heavy dose of Derrick Henry. I just think that's a big number. I don't like that. 50.5, that's too much. That 24, 21, 27, 20, something like that. I'm going with the under on that game. Up next, this one I'll make quick because it's all about sentimentality. I don't need to back it up with stats. Dolphins at the Giants. Nobody has been more critical in terms of carving out a true definition of his career than me. Giant fans get mad at me because for years I'm saying, is he really a Hall of Famer? Not that I don't think that he will get in. He will. But we've always debated, was he ever really great or did he just have a couple of great moments? I believe it's the latter, with all due respect. Having said that, I want to see Eli play well. I want to see him soak in that adulation at MetLife Stadium. 80,000 Giant fans who have been miserable, whatever it is, 70-something thousand at MetLife, have been miserable for almost a decade now, just about, with McAdoo and Shermer, who's going to be gone soon. Let's have a throwback day. Dolphins are competitive, but I really do think the Giants play well. I believe they have fun, and I believe Eli covers the number at 3.5. Give me the Giants. The Colts at the Saints. The over-under. Going for another over-under here, Teague, and I'm going to go this time back to the over. The over-under is 46. The Colts, The Saints hung 46 by themselves, or 48, on the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to take the over in the Colts and the Saints game. And finally, the Jaguars at the Raiders, the final game at the Coliseum. The Jaguars have quit. The Jaguars are in a state of utter disrepair. Marone's going to be gone. Coughlin's going to be gone. They stink. And the Raiders aren't very good right now either. But I do believe they're playing for something because Gruden's trying to instill blah, blah, blah. There he is. What's up, Mr. Midshipman, the Navy mascot? There he is, even though I'm rooting for Army. So I'm going to take the Raiders minus 6.5 points to demolish a team that has no interest in playing football right now in the Jaguars. Real fast. Over. Bucks at the Lions, 46. Over. The Bears, plus 4.5 at the Packers. I've got the Bears. Texans at the Titans, under 50.5. Dolphins at the Giants. G-Men laying 3.5. Lay the wood. Eli plays well. He gets the win. Colts at the Saints. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you after there. Saints. Mr. Mascot has an issue with me.
I know.
The Colts at the Saints. Over 46.
I think we're going to get rammed over here.
And finally, the Jaguars at the Raiders. The Raiders crush them. Lay the 6.5. Go get them.
Bill,
stay hot.
The Goat. I'm intimidated by Bill the Goat.
All right, here we
get
go.
Him on set.
I'll go
come
quickly.
On. Well, go ahead. No, take your time.
I'll
D.
go
come
quickly.
Just
Buccaneers, Lions. I'm taking this game too, BT, but I have a lot more faith
stand up and greet you properly
in the Lions, in the Buccaneers than you do. Give me the Bucs minus 4. I know Mike Evans is down because of his hamstring injury, but O.J. Howard has started to come on of late. Bashard Perriman is going to be good. Chris Godwin is a stud.
He's going to mush your picks here, Teak, by the way. He's
going to
mush your picks.
Look, give me.
He knows you're rooting for Army. He's going to mush your picks.
What are you talking about? I just, I mean, 4,000 yards rushing.
Hey, listen, we're going to, can you speak?
Not really.
Feels like an acid trip.
All right, Bucks
from the 70s. What the hell's going on here?
Bucks my.
Love that,
the
Vikings, so much respect for
the Vikings are traveling out to L.A. to take on the Chargers. You know, that stadium's
going
to be half Vikings fans.
Going,
you know what I mean? The Vikings, it's just basically just who's winning or losing. It's minus 1.5 for the Vikings. Uh-huh. They're going to be more Vikings fans than I think Chargers fans. I like the Vikings laying 1.5. The Patriots at the Bengals. I mean, how much
why are you touching that game?
Because how much intel did they pick up with the camera? Give me the Pats minus 10 in Cincinnati. The Browns, the two games that I did last week,
Browns.
And I couldn't touch them either last week because I was calling
right.
the game. But the Browns are laying 3 going out to Arizona. Arizona's playing okay. Kyler Murray's having a pretty good rookie season. But I do like the Browns. They're trying to get this monkey off their back. They ain't have a week without distractions. I think they'll play well. Give me the Browns.
Smart figuring out.
Minus 3. The Falcons at the 49ers. Both of these teams can score. The Falcons are obviously a team in limbo a little bit with their head coach, kind of Dan Quinn, in kind of
he's
purgatory gonna right now. He's going
to
get fired.
But
the 49ers can score points, and they play pretty good defense. I like them being able to score 48, maybe themselves.
Love it,
but give me the Falcons at the 49ers over 48, and then I'm going to go over again in the Bills and the Steelers only because this number is so low. I don't know if we've seen a number this low,
BT.
Well,
I haven't listened to a word you said.
I know you haven't. 36, because Bill the Goat is sitting on your lap, basically.
36.5?
36.5.
That's got to be the lowest over under the season.
No doubt about it.
It absolutely has to be.
I mean, how do I not
take
the
over?
So I'm going over.
Good call. I like
the Bills
that.
At
you
the
like
Steelers.
The over?
Nice. Give me the over, the Bills and the Steelers. So
he
to recap, Bucks minus 4,
though.
Vikings minus 1.5. The Pats laying 10, give it to me, over the Bengals. The Browns laying 3. I like that over the Cardinals. And then overs in both the Falcons 49ers at 48 and the Bills and Steelers 36.
There they are, the Teaky and Tierney six-pack of picks with a little curveball from the Midshipman mascot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.